that we really need tonight. So we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to talk about something that we hear a lot and that we deal with on a daily basis. We're going to talk about the golden rule. Say the golden rule. Say the golden rule. And we know what the golden rule is, and we've been taught ever since we were little children, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Isn't that right? We're dealing with one of the most important things in life, and that is each other. People. There are all types of people in the world. You got worldly people, spiritual people. You got all type of people in the world. And we are God's people. We are the people in the earth that everybody know who God is through us. Because we are God's people. Now, how many of y'all know that God loves his people? And how many of y'all know God loves people, period? Because John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, one of the reasons why the most important thing that God did for us and the reason he did it is because he loved us. He let his son, Jesus, come down here and die for us, so that we can have a covenant relationship with the Father. Amen. Did y'all know that God was not even in fellowship with man for a long time? But because of what Jesus did, and God loved his people so much, that he used Jesus to be a sacrifice so that God can have fellowship with his people. Adam and Eve were the first people, but God created male and female. Adam and Eve were the core man. And God took that core man, he made other men and women. So Adam was the beginning of what we call people. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. So we didn't come from heaven. Y'all know that, don't you? The angels came from heaven, and God is in heaven. But you know where we come from? We come from right down here on earth. There were no people up in heaven, were there? People were down here on earth. So God established a relationship with people. With people. And one thing that God does every day, he proved his love for his people. He proved his love that he loved us in spite of, not because of. He proved his love. Just like Jesus proved his love. Jesus proved his love because he loved us. He didn't look at us for who or what or maybe, but he looked at us because he loved us. We say we love God, right? So now what we got to do is we got to prove it. We got to prove it. And the way we prove our love to God is by being obedient. And one thing God told us to do, being obedient, is that we got to love one another. We got to love one another. Isn't that right? Say, I got to love you. Say, I got to love you. How do I know and how do I show you that I love you is how I treat you. Say, it's how I treat you. How many know that God is very concerned about how we treat one another? Amen. God is very concerned about how we treat people. And God does not like it when we mistreat one another. Right. Amen. See, when God said, love me with all your heart, your soul, your body, your mind, your strength, then he said, your neighbor as yourself. God was saying, you got to love me and you got to love each other just like you love me. That's powerful, ain't it, child? And God says, when he says this, love your neighbor just like you love yourself. He's saying the good rule, the golden rule, treat people and love people just like you want to be loved and want to be treated. Now, we say we love God, but how can we say we love God and we don't get along with people? How can we say we love God and we don't even socialize with people? That's a good word. Amen. See, in the five areas that we are complete and sound, God says spiritually, physically, financially, right? Yeah. And then socially and emotionally. You know what socially means? Socially means relationships. It means relating to one another. We got to understand that it's very important in the eyesight of God how we relate to one another and how we are in relationship with one another. And I'm very convinced that in this day and time, a lot of people think that they can do whatever they want to do by themselves. They really do. They think they can do everything by themselves. Isn't that right? But notice something in the body of Christ. As believers, God never isolated believers. He never isolated us as believers. Now, I'm going to challenge you tonight, and I want you to look at something, because there's a lot of things going on in the world today. And it has a lot to do with how we treat one another. We go to 1 John 2. Turn to 1 John 2. 1 John 2. Now, the reason why I'm turning to 1 John 2 tonight is because to let you know that I need help. I need help. Amen. This not saying anything about anybody, but to let you know I need help. How many of y'all know when we put those scriptures on the board, that helps you? Doesn't it help you? Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Say amen. Amen. Do you know the reason why God was able to give us this system and everything is so that we can get the word out, so you can see this word a whole lot clearer than what we're reading in the Bible? So tonight, well, what I want you to do is turn to 1 John 2, and I want you to look at verse 9. Look what verse 9 says. It says, he that say he is in the light and hate his brother is in darkness even unto now. Isn't that something? And then verse 10 says, he that loveth his brother abide in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. Wow, that's awesome, isn't it? And then verse 11 said, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walk in darkness, and know not whether he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Isn't that something? Now, what God is really saying to us in here tonight is, our intimacy with God and our closeness to God is determined by how we treat people and how we love people and how we love one another. God says that how could you say, you love God, and then you don't love your brother or your sister. See, a true sign of a born again believer is love. Isn't that right? And you got people there say stuff like, "Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else." Ain't that right? But how many know that's not true? You need people. You need each other. Tell your neighbor, say, "I need you." Let me tell your other neighbor, I need you. We need one another, don't we, y'all? A true sign that we have the love of Christ in our heart is how we get along with each other, how we get along with people. Isn't that right? It's kind of puzzling, because how could you have the Holy Spirit, and I have the Holy Spirit, and we all have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is supposed to be in all of us. It's the same Spirit, but we don't get along with one another. We can't come together and do nothing together. We can't work together. We can't do nothing together. It's something wrong with that, isn't it? It's something wrong. It's either something wrong with the Holy Spirit or it's something wrong with us. Ain't that right? But how many know there's nothing wrong with the Holy Spirit? It's something wrong with us. Isn't that right? It's how we treat people. Isn't that right? See, when God started off with the commandments, he talked about, you know, the first commandment, you know, thou shalt not what? Commit adultery. If you love people, you won't commit adultery. He said, thou shalt not steal. If you treat people right, you won't steal from them. He said, you won't lie on them, bear false witness. All of these things God was putting in place, these commandments was the way we supposed to treat one another. God is very concerned about how we treat one another. He's looking at how we treat one another. Now, I hear Christians saying all the time, and y'all know this, and don't say I'm wrong, I have a problem with people. I am not a people's person. I am not a people's person. Now, watch this. How in the world, you know, in the world you can be that way, but how in the kingdom of God that you can say that you're not a people's person? Am I right? If you are not a people's person and you in the kingdom of God, you're not really in the kingdom of God. You have not really been born again. Amen. You have not been born again. When you're born again, the first love that you have for God is expressed by how you love people. I knew I'd get an amen or a nod. Now, when we go to 1 John 3:14. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
If you want me to wait, say wait. 1 John 3:14. Now, notice what the word of God says in John 3:14. He said, we know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abide in death. Did y'all hear that? Do y'all see that? That's how you know you've been born again, because now you have love for one another. Isn't that right? Now, how many of y'all know when you love people, that's life? Am I right about it? Now, I'm going to show you something else, and you really got to understand this, because what we're dealing with a lot is people problems. What we're dealing with is a lot is we're dealing with people who say they love the Lord, say they know God, but they don't get along with people. They don't like people. They don't work together with people. They can't do nothing with people. And that's a problem. That's a serious problem. Isn't that right? We are the light of the world. Ain't that right? And a city set on a hill, what? Can't be he. Isn't that right? Out of all the people in the world, who lights are shining? Our light. Our light is shining. Isn't that right? Say,
my light is shining.
Now watch this. 1 John 4:7. I want you to look at that. It says, beloved, let us love who? 1 John 4:7. It said, beloved, let us what? Love one another. Now watch this. He said, for love is of God. Y'all see that? And then it says, and everyone that loveth is born of God. And watch this, and know God. Now watch this. If you really been born again, you know how to love people. You don't have a problem loving people. Come on, say amen. Now, and then the reason why you don't have a problem loving people is because you've been born of the Spirit to love and treat people right. And watch this. When you've been born again of the Spirit to love and treat people right, it's because you know God. Knowing God here simply means you have a relationship with God. Did anybody get that? Say amen. Now, notice what verse 8 says. Look what verse 8 says. Verse 8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, that's deep, ain't it? See, God sees how we love one another by how we treat one another. Did anybody get that? God sees our love by how we get along with one another, how we socialize with one another. God see what we do when it comes to one another. Amen. Isn't that right? Say glory to God. Now, if a person don't know how to demonstrate love, it's because they really don't have a relationship with God and they have not really been born again. Say amen. Because if you know somebody, you have a relationship with them. You can know of a person and not have a relationship with them. But if you know a person, it's because you got some type of relationship with them. Isn't that right? And if you got a relationship with God and you got a relationship with the Holy Spirit, they ain't going to let you mistreat people. They're not going to let you mistreat people. Matter of fact, they're going to teach you how to treat people. And they're going to show you how to treat people. Because that's what you did with your children. You taught your children how to treat people right. Now you ain't saying that now because you probably didn't teach them. Amen. But if you taught them how to treat people right, amen, that's what you did. Ain't that right? That's what we did. See, we grew up with being taught how to treat people. Everybody say, oh, this is a different generation. Yeah, this is a different generation because this generation don't know how to treat people. They don't even know how to treat people. They don't know how to love people. This is a selfish generation. And see, even from the pulpit, we ain't teaching people how to treat each other no more, love each other no more, socialize with each other anymore. Isn't that right? We ain't close to each other no more, right? But how is it that we're far away from each other, but we so close to God? Sound kind of strange, don't it? Sound kind of strange, doesn't it? I'm going to say it again. It sounds sort of strange, isn't that right? We get up in there all by ourselves and pray to God. And as soon as we get through praying to God, we don't want to speak to nobody. And we don't want to have nothing to do with nobody. And God's supposed to hear all our prayers, don't he? Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say glory to God. Glory to God. Listen closely, because this is really good, Mike. It's real good, Mike, too. All right, listen to this. Your behavior to people says a lot about you. It says a lot about you. Your behavior toward people says a lot about you. Am I right about it? Some people are mindful how they treat people. Some people are not even mindful how they treat people. They really not. They're not mindful how they treat people. Isn't that something, y'all? Come on, say amen. Now, watch this. I'm going to say this again. It says a lot about you. It says a lot about you how you deal with people. It says a lot about you. You can do whatever you want to do, but how you deal with people, get along with people, socialize with people, says a lot about you. Am I right about it? Now, 1 John 4 and 20, look what 1 John 4 and 20 says. Now, we got to get this right. And we got to get this right before we go home tonight. Amen. Now listen to this. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. You see what God said? God said, how you love me, but you don't like her, you don't like him, you don't like them, you hate them. You hate these white folks, you hate these black folks, you hate this brother, you hate this sister. How could you say you love God and you hate them? The Bible said you're a liar. Now you know what the Bible said a liar is? A devil. A liar is a devil. Ain't nobody saying that now. A liar is a devil. Watch this. He said, how could you say you love God, you know, and hate your brother? He said, you're a liar. But he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who he ain't never seen? Isn't that right? Come on, say amen. You don't know what God looked like. But you see him every day, and who you really see him through is somebody, and you're really hating God, but you're seeing somebody thinking you're hating them, but you're hating God, because you can't really see God. You see each other, ain't that right? Say glory to God. Now, who lives in you? God lives in you, ain't that right? So that means you ain't never seen God in your natural eyes, have you? Have you seen him in your spiritual eyes? Yeah, you have. Where you saw him at, huh? Tell me where you saw him at. You seen him in people, haven't you? Right? You seen them in the wind. You seen them in the stars, in the skies, and all that. You seen them through people, haven't you? Through people. Say amen. Through people. It's sad. Now, listen. It's sad how low down and dirty, mean-spirited we can be, you know, to people, you know, and at the same time, we love God. How we can be mean-spirited and low down to people, but we love God. We can say hallelujah, glory to God, and all these things, and we could do all of this in the name of Jesus, all of this and stuff like this, and we say we love you, Lord, but then we don't like people. It's certain people we like and certain people we don't like. See, the word Christian means Christ-like. Christ-like. Christ-like mean that we supposed to be just like Christ. We supposed to be like Jesus. Amen? Amen. Now, let me see the hands of y'all who try to be like Jesus. I try to be like Jesus. Amen. How many of y'all know that's a confirmation? Okay, you didn't raise your hand, so you must not trying to be like him. Who else didn't raise your hand? You must not trying to be like him. But I'm trying to be like Jesus, being conformed into the image of his dear son. Ain't that right? How many of y'all know this is a confirmation? This is a process to be like him, right? But how many know you got to try to put forth some effort to be like him? Now, so if we trying to be like Christ, then how is it that we trying to be like Christ? So if we got to look at Christ, well, how was Christ? You know, Christ, he was loving. He loved people. He didn't just say he loved people. He showed people he loved them. How did he show them? He fed them, didn't he? He clothed them, didn't he? He healed them, didn't he? He delivered them, didn't he? He spent quality time with them, didn't he? He gave his life for people, didn't he? And even while he was on the cross, who did he die for? He died for people, didn't he? He died for people. Even some of those people didn't love him. They hated him, but he still died for them, didn't he? How could he do that? How could he do that? You know what he did? He loved them. He forgave people. Isn't that right? So if we Christ-like, we ought to have some of this. We ought to be like that. Ain't that right? Tell your neighbor, say, you got to be like that. Ain't that right? Isn't that right? You know what gets to me about a lot of us? I'm me. This is how I am. You know, that's the way I am. Yeah, don't try to change me. I'm like this. No, you're supposed to change. Change to be like Christ. Isn't that right? Well, you know, we all got our different personality, but your personality got to change. You got to change to be like Christ. Ain't that right? Christ didn't mean mug folk all the time. Christ didn't walk around rolling his eyes and puffing up his jaws at folks all the time. Christ was not unapproachable, was he, y'all? Say amen. He was full of love and joy, wasn't he, y'all? Wasn't he compassionate? He was very compassionate. He showed love. Was he sensitive? Yes. He was sensitive. And did he have respect for people? He loved everybody, didn't he? Say amen. Say glory to God. Now, if anybody had a problem loving him, they the one had the problem, didn't they? Because he came to die for everybody, right? Now, watch this. What we supposed to be Christ-like, right? All right, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something what he says in John 15 and 12. John 15 and 12. Go to John Gospel 15 and 12. I know you miss. I miss my scriptures too, y'all. John 15 and 12. We're going to turn tonight. John 15, 12. Now, how many of y'all know that treating people and the way you treat people says a lot about you? Say amen. Does it say a lot about you? Say it says a lot about me. That's right. It showed me what level I'm on, don't it, y'all? It showed me how spiritual I am and how not spiritual I am, right? It shows a lot about me, don't it? Come on, say amen. 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 It's how I treat people, right? All right, now listen to what Jesus said about this in John 15, 12. Look what he says about it. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Did y'all see that? Now, this is what he's really saying right here. He's saying, I command you to treat people right. I command you to. He's not giving you a choice or ultimatum. He's commanding that we treat people right. Amen. Isn't that something? Amen. You know, you think you got a right and you think you got a privilege to do certain things. No, you've been commanded to love people. Am I right about it? But watch this. And y'all tell me, am I right or wrong? And this is good teaching tonight because, see, we're going to leave out these doors and we're going to hear something tonight when we leave out these doors and when we get where we're going, you're going to hear this word all for the rest of the week. Some people struggle when it comes to loving one another. They really struggle when it comes to loving one another. They really struggle when it comes to loving one another. Some people really, really struggle when it comes to socializing with others. They really struggle. Some people really struggle when it comes to getting along with other people. They really struggle with that. Mm-hmm. They do. Some Christians, they are Christians. They have accepted Jesus Christ, but they struggle with dealing with people. They believe God for all the blessings. They believe God for all the things about the Word of God. But they struggle with the thing that's most important to God is people. People is more important than God than houses. People are more important than God than the vineyards, the money, and all of these things. People are more important to God. And the most important thing to God, there are people who are Christians struggle with getting along and socializing and treating people right. Am I right about it? There are Christians who've been hurt. They weren't hurt by a cat. They weren't hurt by a dog. They weren't hurt by this or that on the website. They got over that. But you know what they didn't get over? That you didn't get over being hurt by people. Come on, say amen. Amen. You would be surprised of the Christians that know the Bible, tongue talking, spirit filled, they say, amen. I'm talking about know the Word of God, know the religious steps about everything when it comes to God. But they struggle with dealing with people. They really struggle with dealing with people. They do. Because they've been hurt by people. Isn't that right? Every one of us been hurt by people. And don't put your hand down because every one of us done hurt people. Isn't that right? See, the difference is some people have gotten over they hurt and some people have not. Do you know the next level you're going to be able to go to is how you get over how people hurt you? Y'all ain't saying that. Your next level that God has promised you is because he is getting you prepared to deal with people. You got to deal with people. And listen, and the people you got to deal with the most is the people who have hurt you. I got to tell you the truth, man. I can't let you leave out of here like you just came in. Because the reason why you're the way you are is people. It's people. One of the devil major tools is people. But one of God's major tools is people. Is this awesome or what? Is this really awesome, isn't it? You can't get around people. Everywhere you go, you're going to see people. You're going to have to deal with people no matter what you do in life. You're going to have to deal with people. And know what? And people going to have to deal with you. Isn't that right? Everywhere you go is people. You go to the grocery store, there's people. You go to the prison, there's people. You go to the job, there's people. You go right out there, anywhere you go, you're going to see people. Ain't that right? And guess what we got to do? We got to know how to love and treat people right. Did we get it right? Did we get it right? I wish I had somebody here right now that's really, really just ready to take off in the Lord to realize that you know what's been slowing me down? Me and people. Me and people been slowing me down. You know who the people could be? It could be the people that's close to you. It could be the people that's far away from you. It could be the people that you meet every now and then. But it has something to do with people. Come on, say amen. Amen. Say glory to God. Boy, it's good here. Watch this. A lot of Christians been hurt by people. And you already know when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, the people that was going to come at you are going to be other people. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? And who mostly? The people that's closest to you. Say amen. Anybody getting this? Anybody getting this? I wish our young folk can get this, and I wish our old folk can get this. Amen. Say amen. Some people been hurt by people until now they are afraid to love people. They're afraid to love people. They got love, and they scared to let it go because they scared they're going to get hurt by people. Did y'all know that? Then you got people, they scared to get close to people because when they got close to somebody, they hurt them. So now to avoid getting hurt, so now they ain't going to get close to people. Did anybody get that? Some people, they'll talk to you out there, but they ain't going to let you in him. Right. Come on, say amen. Amen. They will keep you at a distance. Yeah. Say amen. Amen. There are very selective few can get in him. Yeah. Am I right about it? Right. In some of our hearts, you might as well say amen. Amen. It's very few. And why is it like that? 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 Let me tell you what done happened to you if you like that. If you like that, now you got bad people skills. Say bad people skills. See, it's a difference in bad people skills than good people skills. Right. See, good people skills is people who know how to get along with people. Right. Don't matter what kind of people they are, they know how to get along with them. Right. Y'all might well say amen. Amen. They know how to bring some out in the environment when it comes to people. They know how to use tact. They know how to use tenacity, whatever you want to call it. They know how to deal with people because they people's people. Ain't that right? Say glory to God. They major in good people skills. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Let me give you an example. I got to go to work. I got to get along with Bob. I got to get along with Susan. I got to get along with Jack. Jack got an attitude. Princess got an attitude. Donald got an attitude. Joe all right today. He might not be tomorrow, whatever. But I got to get along with all these people. So you know what? I got to develop good people skills. Because if I don't go in there with good people skills, them people going to have me acting just like them. Did we get that? Come on, did we get that? Amen. Now tell the truth. Now isn't it good to be around good people though? It's really good to be around good people, but it's kind of hard when you're around people who got bad people skills. You know what bad people skills is, Donna? That's people with attitude, nasty ways, with a bad demeanor look on their face most of the time. When the sun's shining, it only shines on them, ain't that right? When they happy, they want everybody else to be happy. Ain't that right? They moody. They got mood swings. They go through all these different changes, ain't it? And one minute they like you, the next minute they don't like you. One minute they want to talk to you, now they don't want to talk to you. They'll talk to you one day, 2 days, they won't talk to you. 3 days they'll talk to you, then 4 days they won't talk to you. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Come on, say amen. See, watch this, y'all. Bad people skills is what's hurting the church. bad people skill. See, God done gave all of us skills. And we got to come together with our skills to do the work in the kingdom. And when we, I don't care how good you can play a piano, but you need people skills. I don't care how good you can preach, but you need people skills. I don't care who you the first lady or whatever the first of, but you got to have people skills. Ain't that right? You can be the usher, but you got to have what? People skill. You can be the administrator, but you got to have what? People skill. No matter what you do in the church, you got to have good what? People skill. Because guess what? Guess what? Your skills help my skills. And my skills help who? Your skill. And when we bring our skills together, man, we are all right. Ain't that right? So we need what kind of skills? Good people skill. That good people skill. Ain't that right? So we ought not to be wondering about when you're going to get your attitude on. Ain't that right? Amen. We ought to be able to come together and work together. Ain't that right? We ought to be able to go in the kitchen and bake one cake. All of us. Ain't that right? This good word ain't this good word. Don't we need this, y'all? Because we talk about this. We talk about God all the time as though God ain't looking at how we treat people. How he treat people. Is this sweet or good? Listen to this. Is this a true statement? Is this a true statement? Hurting people hurt people. Hurting people hurt people. They do. You ever talk to somebody and they lashing out and they don't even realize they lashing out? They hurting. They hurting. They hurting. You ever walked up to people and they ain't never smiling, they never happy, and they just mean mugging all the time? They hurting. They hurting. Well, how could you walk around all day long mad at everybody? It's because you hurting. Anybody got that? Let's finish tonight. Y'all want to finish this tonight? Because we're going to get something out of this. Say amen. Amen. Some people got picks and chooses. They do. They got picks and chooses. For example, let me show you this. For example, they got certain people who they're going to treat right, and they got certain people who they're going to treat wrong. They're going to treat somebody and mistreat somebody. Isn't that right? Jesus wasn't like that, was he? That's not Christ-like, is it? Say amen. Amen. This a man, it's a preacher. He was cutting my grass, Melinda. He was cutting my grass, and he's a man of God. He was cutting my grass, and we were talking. And listen to what he said. He said, Reverend, he said, my wife don't accept my children. He said, Reverend, I'm raising her children by their daddies who don't have nothing to do with them. And he said, my children over there hurting, but she don't even want my children around. But his wife teaches in the church. You see what Christ-like we is? You see what I'm talking about? Now watch this. See, when Christ said, love one another as I love you, right? She's supposed to love his children just like he love her children. And it shouldn't be a problem loving them children. Am I right about it? But do you know some people have a problem loving other people's children, but they love their children? See what I'm talking about? See, the world is like that, but we don't supposed to be like that. We don't have picks and chooses, ain't that right? Now, how many of y'all know you can't trust everybody the same? Ain't that right? But you're supposed to treat everybody the same. Say glory to God. This rich, ain't it? It's a good y'all. Y'all want to go a little further? Watch this. God really, really looking. He's looking. And he's in heaven. And I want y'all to see this. This is really, really goes on in heaven. God really looks at us and says, I want to do this for her. But she don't know how to treat people. Y'all didn't get that, did you? You know, God said, I really want to do this for him, but he don't know how to treat people. That's deep, ain't it? Is that deep, y'all? That's deep, ain't it? Mm-hmm. See, God saying, I want to release this to him, but he ain't going to do right by people with it. I want to release this to her, but she ain't going to do right by people with it. Ooh, is this rich? Is this rich, y'all? Is this rich, Brittany? This is rich, ain't it, Brittany? Is this rich, Bunk? This rich. Watch this, y'all. Your level of blessings are tied up in people. You didn't get it. You did not get it. You should have got it. Your level of blessings is tied up in people. I'm serious. It ain't tied up really in God. You think it's really tied up in God, ain't it? No, it's tied up in people. Your level of blessings is tied up in people. Boy, let me go. God help me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this. Your level of anointing, that level of your anointing is tied up in people. You know I'm right, don't you? You got it, don't you? You got it. Your level of anointing is tied up in people. It is. Is this good rock? Watch this. Your next level of joy is tied up in people. Oh, my God. Is that true? Your next level of peace is tied up in people. Now, you can shake your head all you want to, but I promise you, your next level of joy is tied up in people. Your next level of peace and goodness is tied up in people. Why God gave you that anointing? He gave it to you for people. Why you think God gave you the blessing? He gave it to you for people. Why you think he gave you that peace? He gave it to you for people. Yes. That joy, he gave you that for people. Everything about you, God gave it to you for somebody else. For each other. I should want you to have. Because what you got gonna bless me. And what I got gonna bless you. But it's tied up into how we treat one another. Boy, is this rich. Yes, it is. See, am I right? Because when you find out something good, you tell me. And then what I do, I tell you. And what we do, get what? Both get what? We get blessed by. Because we done learned how to do what? Treat one another. Let me share something with y'all. I'm getting excited. Let me share something with y'all. Watch this. This is so good. Watch this. You be around people every day, all day long, all the time, and you don't realize you ain't going to go no further than God wants you to go until you learn how to treat them people around you. Is that true? That's true, ain't it? See, we want to get out of the house and do it. We want to go over here and do it. But we got to first start right at home. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Then we got to start at home. It's getting good now. It's getting good. Can I go a little further? It's getting good. See, watch this. Let me show you something. This is where we mess up at. Oh, God. Oh, God, this. And, Lord, I will do this. And there was a man in the Bible. He said, I'm going to plant me a garden, and I'm gonna get a whole lot of stuff, and I'm just gonna do all of this. And yes, he did. He did it. He got all that stuff. And he said, what I'm gonna do with it? You know what he said? I'm gonna build me some bigger barns. You know what God said to him? God called him a fool. Can I ask you a question? Why did he call him a fool? Because he didn't share with people. You didn't get it, did you? Did you get it? He didn't share with people. He got all of that. And he didn't think about nobody but himself. And God called him a fool. He said, I'm going to drink. I'm going to be married. I'm going to do that. And he ain't sharing nothing with people. What you got you ain't sharing. You what do you have that you won't share with people? You think God just gave it to you? I'm going to tell you another story. It's a man in the Bible. He lifted up his eyes in hell. His name was Diabetes. He lifted up his eyes in hell. He was rich. And he woke up in hell. And a poor man was knocking at the gate, asking for the crumbs off his table, and he wouldn't give them to him. And when he died, he lifted his eyes in hell. Why did he go to hell? He didn't help people. He not treat people. He not love people, care for people. Did y'all see that? Why did God give that man that barns full? Why did he give him all of that? Why did he make the man in purpose so rich? For who? What did he give to him for? For people. This rich, ain't it? Is this rich? What if we all did right by each other? Oh, is this good, y'all? Y'all remember the young ruler when he wanted to follow Jesus? And Jesus told him, if you want to follow me? He said, you want to follow me? What he told him to do? He said, sell it and give it to the poor, didn't it? You know why he couldn't follow Jesus? He had a problem with poor people. He had a problem with poor people. That's what's wrong. I had a question for you tonight. Why should God bless you when you don't do nothing for people? Listen, young folk. Why should God bless you and you don't do nothing for people? Anybody, why should God bless you and you don't do nothing for people? God is very concerned about people. Ain't that right? What do you do for people? What do you do for people? What do you do for people? Every one of you got a gift. What do you do with your gift when it comes to people? Every one of you got something that you can give people. You can give them this. You can give them this. You got something you can give people. But what do you give people? Now, I'm going to say this again. Remember I said this again. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. That's not true. You need people. You need people. That's right. What do you do for people for free? What do you do for people for free? For free. Without looking for something in return. What do you do for people? That's my phone over there. I'm so important they just be calling me during Bible study. What's the golden rule? What's the golden rule? We don't hear that no more, do we? We don't talk about that no more, do we? We don't even say that to ourselves no more, either. Do unto others what? Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Let me say something, because this is good. This is so good. This is so good. Any sane person want to be treated right. Any sane person want to be treated right. But an insane person want to be mistreated, abused, and dogged out. There's something wrong with you if you want to be dogged out. If you want to be mistreated, it's something wrong with you. The love of God in us, we want to be treated right. Ain't that right? How many of y'all love being treated right? I do. Say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. How many of y'all can use some being treated right now? Amen. Amen. Say glory to God. Glory to God. So if you want to be treated right, guess what you got to do? You got to treat others right. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Because it said what? Do unto others what? as you would have them what? Do unto you. Don't get done into it because you did it unto them. Ain't that right? Come on, say amen. Amen. See, this has got to be teached and preached more and more every day. And this is why God anointed me to tell us, y'all, that he is very concerned with us as a people, and he wants to fellowship with us. He wants to release all the blessings that already we have. He've already blessed us, but he can't because we don't know how to treat one another. We don't know how to treat one another. See, the problem is we keep tabs on how people treat us, but we lose sight on how we treat people. See, when he tell me all the time, he said, do a spiritual examination on yourself. Look at yourself, how you treat people. Look at how you talk to people. You need to be more mindful how you treat people, Willie Brown, my son. Yeah. Now, let me tell y'all something. You better take heed to this if you don't get nothing else out of this tonight. Let me tell you something. God is taking some of this mess out of us, molding us and shaping us. So when he get ready to release us, we ain't going to have these people problems no more. Mm-hmm. See, you can't stay the way you is. Because if you can stay the way you is, he'll bless you right now and give you more than enough right now. But there's still some more work got to be done on every one of us when it comes to how we treat one another. Am I right about it? Listen to this. Galatians 6:7. Turn to it. Galatians 6:7. I'm almost there, y'all. How many getting something out of this so far? Amen. What about you, Tamar? Are you getting anything out of this? Glory to God. Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also what? He shall also reap. You know, that's saying we reap what we what? So in other words, what we do is coming back to us. Isn't that right? How many can say that? So I can say that. Now listen to this, y'all. There are Christians expecting people to do good things for them, but they don't do good things to people or for people. That's kind of strange, isn't it? There are people expecting good things from people, but they don't do good things for people. Can I give them an example? Here's a good example. You got this poor woman right here expecting her husband to say, I love you, but she never says it herself. She expects her husband to be lovey-dovey toward her, but she's never lovey-dovey toward him. You see what kind of expectation that is? You got these children now. You got these children expect mom and daddy to do all this for them, but they'll never do nothing for mama and daddy. You see where I'm coming from now? But see, we reap what?
We
reap what we sow. So if we want something, what we got to do? We got to sow it. Say, I got to sow it. Listen to this. If I want help, what I got to do? Oh, Tony, you right on it, boy. If you want help, what you got to do? You got to help others, ain't it? Isn't that right? Now, what is it when you always want help and you never help nobody? What is that? Huh? See? Y'all see it? Y'all see how it work now? We supposed to be what? Helpers one to another. Did y'all know that? Don't we supposed to help one another? We supposed to help who? One of who? We supposed to help one another. Galatians 6:2. Look what it says. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's rich, ain't a man? Is that rich? See, one of the biggest problems in the home This is one of the biggest problems in the home. Why the home ain't being blessed is because people in the home don't know how to treat one another. It's rich. It's rich. Amen. See, the biggest problem in the church is the people in the church don't know how to treat one another. Let me tell y'all something. In the world, in some organizations in the world, if you don't know how to treat people, you can't work there. Do you know in some parts of the world, in certain things, if you don't know how to treat each other, you can't be on the team. Isn't that something? Because you know what they know? They know working together brings success. Mm-hmm. They know working together brings success. And bringing success means when you're working together, you learn good people skills on how to treat one another. Mm-hmm. They don't like on the job when you mistreat one another. Am I right? Say glory to God. Now watch this. Watch this. I'm almost through. See, it's how the husband and the wife treat each other that set the spirit in the house. Did y'all get that? Because, see, when the husband and the wife treat each other, know how to treat each other, and they set the spirit in the house, it flows down to the children. Say amen. But how many of y'all know this is when a husband treats his wife right? Oh, man. Heaven is releasing blessings. When the wife treat their husband right, heaven is releasing blessings. Isn't that a blessing? Glory to God. But watch this. When that wife ain't treating her husband right and that husband ain't treating that wife right, guess what happens? It cuts the flow of the blessings off. Whoa, this is rich. Look at this. Parents, when they treat those children right, those children come up right. Amen. When parents mistreat those children, their children come up bad. Y'all ain't saying that. Say amen. Now watch this. The Bible says this. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says, children, honor thy mother and thy father. You know what that really means? Children, treat your mama and your daddy right. Ain't nobody got that. See, y'all see it now, don't you? Do y'all want to know why a lot of children are struggling and going through? They don't know how to treat their parents. They don't know how to treat their parents. They mistreated their parents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know why some parents are not blessed? Because they mistreated their children. Mm-hmm. It's good, ain't it? The pastor got to know how to treat the members. And the members got to know how to treat the pastor. And the members got to know how to treat one another. Am I right about it? Now watch this. If something don't get done, it's because somebody didn't treat somebody right. This good word here. Why we see so much hurt and pain? Why? Why? Why we see so much hurt and pain? Because we don't forgive one another. We walk around with strife toward one another. We angry toward one another. We selfish toward one another. We killing one another. We stealing from one another. We lying to one another. We hurting one another. Come on, ain't this good? We hurting one another. Yeah, that's what's wrong. We hurt one another. See, God didn't tell us to hurt one another. He didn't tell us to mistreat one another. He commanded that we love one another. And he said, you can't do that except you've been born again. Ain't that right? Now, you want me to tell you what another problem is, what we're really facing too? See, we got people worldly and we got Christians. And a worldly person can't treat a Christian right. But a Christian can treat a worldly person right. Am I right about it? Say, Lord, help me.
How to treat people.
Now, John 13:35, you can turn to it, and it said that all men gonna know you his disciples because you have love one for another. Let me help you tonight. See, we need to stop looking at gifts, talents. We need to stop looking at possessions, what car they drive, what house they live in. You know what we need to start looking at? We need to start looking at that love. And then when we look at the love, you know what the love gonna show us? How they treat people. How they treat people. Mm-hmm. How they treat people. That's what the love gonna show. Turn to Ephesians 4:32. Ephesians 4:32. I'm getting there. I'm almost through. It said, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Did y'all see that? Mm-hmm. Be kind to who? Let me ask y'all something. Is it hard to be kind to one another? What is it better to be kind toward one another or mean toward one another? Kind. Oh, won't it go right? Tenderhearted toward one another. Isn't that something? Soft-hearted, loving, and forgiving one another. Isn't that something? Now, we want people to be glad. We want people, when they see us, we want them to be so glad to see us, don't we, y'all? We want them to be excited, don't we? We want them to be happy when they see us. We want them to appreciate us, don't we, y'all? We want them to say nice things about us, ain't that right? Mm-hmm. But what about us? Do we show people we excited when we see them? Do we put a smile on our face when we see them? Show them we glad to see them? Huh? Do we show them that we appreciate them? Huh? Mm-hmm. We want people to be glad to see us. You know, my children, you know, Put that, take that in there. Whoever that is, think I don't know what's on their mind. But anyway, you know, you've been around people like this, and it's something. When you ask them to do something for you, they get this ugly look on their face and act like they don't want to do it. You ever been around people like that? And then when they ask you to do something, they want you to be all perky. And jumping up and down, don't them? And they want you to be excited, don't them? Yeah. You've been around people like that. I see them all the time. All the time. All the time. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? See, those people don't know how to treat people. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Let me share something with you before I close. Now, watch this, y'all. Watch this. I'm going to show you something. Your relationship with people, how you deal with people, how you get along with people, is not how they treat you, but it's how you treat them. Yeah. Yeah, how you treat them. Let me tell you one of the reasons for my success on the level that I am. I know how to have joy because I get a joy out of treating people right. I get a joy out of it. You know what? It's not a strain. It's not a stress on me at all to treat people right. But you know what? The worst thing you can do to me is make me think or make me feel like I'm your problem. I don't like that. I hate that. When you try to make me feel like I'm your problem. I'll do everything I could to try to resolve a situation because I'd rather for us to be at peace. Amen. Because I don't want to lose my blessing because I mistreat you. You ought to be saying the same thing. I don't want to lose my blessings for how I mistreat you. Am I right about it? Say glory to God. Watch this. I'm getting there. I got this. That's all I got left, okay? Watch this. I value Roshan. I know you say, I'm getting tired. You talking about Roshan. That's all you do. You talk about Roshan. You don't get tired when I talk about you. Amen. Say glory to God. You all want to hear somebody say something nice about anybody. Ain't that right? Say glory to God. But watch this. I value Roshan. I value Tony Andrews. Especially my wife. I value my wife. I value Jet. I value Tasha. I value Minister Rupert. Matter of fact, I value all of you. So I can get everybody on the list. Ain't that right? I value every one of y'all. You know what? You all are very valuable to me. Let me tell you something. If you're valuable to me, and how do you know you're valuable to me? How do you know you're valuable to me? How I treat you. Did I get it in there right? So the question is, how do I treat you then? See what I mean? See what I mean by value? See what I mean when I see by value? Here's the problem with many of us. We got the wrong values. Come on, we're going to change this tonight. See, we value money more than we value the people that's in our life. Might well say amen. Mm-hmm. And that's why whatever going on, why y'all ain't getting along, it's because your values ain't where they supposed to be. See, if your values was where they supposed to be, y'all would be getting along. Amen. Say amen. Amen. See, you value things more than you value people. Mm-hmm. See, if you value people like you value things, y'all will be getting along. Say amen. Amen. Someone value your job. You value the house. You value the dog. You value the flowers. You value that cell phone. You value that computer. You value all this stuff more than you value people in your life. Am I right about it? You might well say amen. Say glory to God. How many of y'all know when you around certain people, they don't value you? You know they don't value you. Am I right? How you know they don't value you? By the way they treat you. The way they treat you. If you tell somebody, look, listen closely. If you tell somebody, if you would hang up that for me and they won't hang it up for you, they don't value you. That's just a little simple thing. They don't value. But if they see you over there hurting and all you need is a hug and you tell them, if you just hug me, I feel better, and they don't hug you, they don't value you. But if you see them hugging that dollar, you see them hugging them things, that things mean more to them than you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I want to tell everybody here tonight, I'm valuable. And you need to know you're valuable. And watch this. We need to change our values, y'all. See, we need to start putting more value on people instead of things. Am I right, boy? See, Jesus did something that we ought to start doing. See, Jesus invested in people. Yes, he did. He invested in 12 disciples. And it was a good investment, wasn't it? And did it pay off? Yes, it paid off. He invested in people. But only one of them was a devil. But he invested in 11 of them. Ain't that right? Now, watch this. Let me tell you why it's so important to value people. Let me tell you why it's so important to value people. And I want young folks to really hear this. Tell you why it's so important to value people. And I want us old heads to hear this. Please get this. You don't know who you're going to need one day. You don't know who you're going to need one day. See, you got to be careful how you treat people. You got to be careful who that one you'll smile at and that one you'll frown at. You, the one you frown at may be the one you need one day. See what I'm talking about? You got to be careful. You gotta be careful when you get your little attitude on and you go off on folk. You gotta be careful who you gonna need. Ain't that right? See, you may be valuing them over there and they don't care nothing about you. And you misvaluing them over here who do care about you. And then when you get in trouble, them who you thought was gonna be there for you ain't gonna be there for you. Are we getting it now? So we ought to be treating everybody right. Ain't that right? Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. See, folk remember the good that you do to them. Don't they remember the good? But how many of y'all know they sure keep a record of the bad you do to them? Yeah, yeah. But how many of y'all know folk, I'm talking about folk. Folk will keep up with your wrong quicker than they keep up with your right. You can do right all week long and do wrong one day, and they'll hold that one wrong against you all day. Am I right about it? Yeah, that's the way people are. That's the way people are. But how many of y'all know Jesus said we're supposed to forgive how fast? We're supposed to forgive immediately. We're supposed to forgive. We're supposed to forgive. See, some people, you know, some people just low down and just dirty. They mean. You know, they just can't help it. Because they been hurt by people and they hadn't got over it. And some people, you know, they don't take time out with people. Somebody took time out with you. Am I right about it? Now you done got a little something. Now you don't know people no more. See, there we go. We done got a little education. We done got a little job. And we done got a little moon. And whatever we done got now. And we done got a little reputation. And somebody told us we cute and fine now. And somebody done said this. And now we ain't got time for people no more. Ain't that right? Do you know something that you did for somebody have helped them a long life journey? Yeah. See, we ain't got time for people no more. Let me tell you what we got time for. We got time for TV now. Say amen, Michael. Ain't that right? We got time for TV now. Don't we all? We got time for TV. Do you know how much time people spend a day watching TV? Now, you know how many hours in a day, right? Right? How many hours in a day? 24. How many daylight hours? 12. Yeah, how many night hours? About 12, right? All right. That's 24 hours in a day. But listen to this, y'all. The average person spends 8 hours a day watching TV. That's a lot of time with a TV, ain't it? You might well say amen. Tell you another thing, a lot of people spend a lot of time doing talking on the telephone. Spend a lot of time on the telephone. Tell you something else people do a lot too. People spend a lot of time on them cell phone. Because a cell phone ain't a cell phone no more. A cell phone is a computer. And a cell phone got everything computer got on it. You can walk and be on Facebook all day. And you can be on Twitters. You can be on Insta, Slam, Gram. Thank you, ma'am. You can be on all that jam. You know what I'm saying? You could be on that cell all day long. And I'm telling y'all, man, but watch this. This is what the enemy is really messing folk up at. When you get sick, the TV can't do nothing for you. Nothing. You up there in the hospital and saying, give me my cell phone. You need some people around you. You need some help, you can't call that cell phone. You got to call people. You're going to need people. You're going to need somebody. See, I learned when you take care of people and you love people and you be kind to people, you do right by people, God will bless you. And he'll give you favor. I do this all the time. You know, I deal with people all the time and I look at people, I say, well, he must be having a bad day. She must be having a bad day. They may be going through something. You know, don't be quick to give up on people. But then some people, you got to say, ain't nothing I can do for them. But just pray for them. Maybe somebody else can help them. Maybe somebody else can do better for them. And then you prayed, said, Lord, bless somebody else to help them. Then anybody get that? Yeah. Amen. Because you can't change people. But you can change you. Ain't that right? Yeah. Do you know if you keep if you stay around certain people, they'll put bitterness in your heart. Did y'all know that? They'll make you cuss and say all kind of stuff. They'll bring all kind of stuff at you if you ain't careful. And then they'll test you and see what you made out of. Am I right about it? I wanna leave you with this. You know, many of us tonight, God, your blessings on hold. I was driving with Tamar today, and we were going home, and I said, babe, you know what? You got money waiting on you. But it's something holding up your blessing. I said, what you do for anybody? You know what? We good at wanting folks to do something for us. But what do we do for anybody? The level of my blessings and my success that I have really been blessed with is because of what I do for people. It's what I do for people. All my finances, all my blessings come from because of what I do for people. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you take care of my people, I'll take care of you. He said, I'll take care of you. You take care of my people. I give you anything you want if you take care of my people. If I can trust you to love my people and take care of my people. It's not even hard. You know why it's not hard? Because I love people. It's hard when you don't love people. It's hard when you got unforgiveness in your heart. It's hard when you're hurting. You ain't got over it. It's hard to do that. But see, it's not hard when you can forgive people. You know what make me forgive people? Because God forgave me. It's good word here. It's real good word. Don't nobody want to argue with you all the time. Don't nobody want to fuss with you all the time. Folk want to get along with you. Folks want to go places, want to do things. Ain't nobody got time for all that crazy stuff. But you know what God told us? Bear one another's burden. If you see a brother or sister overtaken in a fault, you know, do the spirit of meekness. Try to help them. Try to help them. Don't just always think about yourself. Try to help them. You know, do y'all know we something else? And we need somebody to put up with us? And you get around here and go isolating yourself and don't want to have nothing to do with nobody? And you become antisociable and don't want to have nothing to do with nobody? Something's going to happen. And guess what? You're going to need somebody. I know people right now, I'm telling y'all, I know people right now, because of pride, they won't talk to me. They want to ask me some questions. They want to hear what I got to say. They want to come around me, but pride won't let them. Because you know why? They didn't do me right. They didn't do me right. Y'all seen them kind of folk? They don't do you right. See, I can move on.